Addressing a ministerial meeting on the Korean Peninsula nuclear issue among UN Security Council members, as well as UN Chief Antonio Guterres, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has urged negotiations for parties concerned, saying a peaceful solution is the only viable option on the table. He says a two-pronged solution is the only way out of the current situation.
First, we must stay committed to the goal of denuclearization. China resolutely opposes the DPRK's research, development and possession of nuclear weapons, and firmly implements all DPRK-related Security Council resolutions. Second, we must stay committed to the path of dialogue and negotiation as the only way out. Dialogue and negotiation also represent the sensible choice of all parties. Our past experience of resolving the nuclear issue on the peninsula shows, whenever dialogue and negotiation were ongoing, the situation of the peninsula would maintain basic stability and efforts toward denuclearization could make progress.
In making the statement, Wang Yi also says the tensions on the Korean Peninsula have to be addressed by the United States and North Korea and can be handled through the United Nations.
Firstly, the tensions on the Korean Peninsula need to cool down as soon as possible because it has reached a critical point. China strongly urges all relevant parties to remain calm and exercise restraint. Secondly, all relevant parties should comprehensively and fully implement the UN Security Council resolutions on the DPRK. Imposing sanctions and promoting talks are both efforts to implement the Security Council resolutions.
Addressing the Security Council session, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called out North Korea for its violations of UN Security Council resolutions.
I condemned in the strongest terms the DPRK's repeated violations of the relevant Security Council resolutions. The DPRK's continued pursuit of its nuclear weapon and ballistic missile programs, in defiance of repeated demands by the Security Council to cease such activities, clearly threatens regional and international security and seriously undermines international disarmament and non-proliferation efforts. I'm alarmed by the risk of military escalation in the region, including by miscalculation or misunderstanding. And I'm particularly concerned by the possibility that efforts to offset destabilizing activities of the DPRK could also result in increased armed competition and tensions, further impeding the ability of the international community to maintain unity and achieve a peaceful solution.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who chaired the special session, suggests the U.S. side is leaning toward increased pressure on North Korea rather than armed conflict.
We must work together to adopt a new approach and impose increased diplomatic and economic pressures on the North Korean regime. Our goal is not regime change. The DPRK, for its own sake, must dismantle its nuclear missile programs if it wants to achieve the security, economic development, and international recognition that it seeks. North Korea must understand that respect will never follow recklessness.
Tillerson says the U.S. side wants a three-pronged approach to putting more pressure on North Korea.
First, we call on UN member states to fully implement the commitments they have made regarding North Korea. This includes all measures required in Resolutions 2321 and 2270. Second, we call on countries to suspend or downgrade diplomatic relations with North Korea. Third, we must increase North Korea's financial isolation. We must bring maximum economic pressure by severing trade relationships that directly fund the DPRK's nuclear missile program.
As part of his address to the session, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has also repeated the Chinese proposal of suspension for suspension. The dual-track approach calls for North Korea to suspend its nuclear activities in exchange for the U.S. and South Korea to put an end to their military